Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, if you just joined us, it's the Southern Baptist, the head of the Southern Baptist Convention's calling for the end of the Second Amendment. The Vatican's calling for it. The official National Catholic paper, America, the National Catholic Review, says repeal the Second Amendment. That's the headline. I mean, it is on. I mean, we are in trouble. I'm going to get Chuck Baldwin on this week or next week to talk about this. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, from a biblical perspective, man, we're in trouble. Boy. Professor Griff just called in, and I said, hey, we're going to finish up a few calls. I don't want to false start you. Let's start in the next big segment. He's going to call right back. Professor Griff, founder of Public Enemy, going to be joining us to take your phone calls. Really look forward to that and his research, which is just amazing. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. I just wanted to call because it's clear that for some time it's been in the works. I mean, they've infiltrated the food, the water, the crops, the air. And I also want to point out that they've also co-opted the alternative media movement. Now, I don't want to insult you because you are a very intelligent person, but it seems like this alternative media movement, its goal is to target a specific audience in hopes that they can set off a cataclysmic event so that they could bring down the current system. People need to understand.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that meme for years with really no evidence. There's an incredibly diverse media. You are the media. You could go out and do whatever you want. I know I'm good. I know what I serve. That's decency, honor, justice, and the creator of it, God. And I just want a good future, and I'm a guy with goodwill who loves people. I'm also extremely aggressive and hate thugs, and you know, people think being a good guy means you got to be a wimp. I'm not saying I'm tough, but I mean, you know, I also act like an animal because, you know, I'm aggressive. But I mean, it's all about, well, this group's bad, that, or what are we going to do? Then you go do it, man. You go do a YouTube or a thing. And I mean, you know, I'm not knocking what you're saying. There are provocateurs, there are infighters, there's all that stuff. I just move forward. I mean, you know, I'm like the big top dog, so everybody makes stuff up about me because that makes them better than me. That makes them, you know, holier than thou. Every neurotic loser thinks that if they knock off the guy above them, it makes them king. I'm not trying to be king of something here. I'm trying to really have a future here, brother. And your voice sounds like you really care. But I mean, of course, there's a full spectrum of stuff out there. But I'm calling to wake people up in the info war. I don't know what show you're talking about, but also to be offensively prepared to defensively protect ourselves. And so that's what I'm talking about here. I mean, people always say, well, this is a problem. Well, that's a problem. I'm about getting stuff done. I mean, I've noticed a lot of people can't even make a simple decision nowadays about anything. It's like, but I mean, what specifically, what can I do? Because you're talking to millions of people. What can I do for you?
Well, the reason why is because there was a psychological program made in 1980 called Mind Wars. And I talked to you on air about it before, and you admitted to using propaganda. And it confused me because you said you used white propaganda and not black or gray propaganda. I have it recorded. It was from a month ago or so.
No, I think I said that yesterday again, too. Sir, propaganda just means information that promotes your point of view. And then you don't even know that you think propaganda inherently. Propaganda. I'm a bad person, okay? I'm sorry. Thank you for clearing it up. We now know I'm bad. And so you're going to save us. I mean, that's all I can say, and I appreciate your call. Oh, man. It's unbelievable. Look, people cannot imagine defeating the New World Order. So if they can put a chink in Alex Jones, that's a pretty big victory. So I'm bad. Let's just say I'm the worst guy in the world. Now, what are you going to do to fight evil? How are you going to try to get the GMO out of our food? How are you going to warn people about the vaccines? How are you going to warn people about the globalists trying to overthrow all these Muslim countries and put extremists in? Yeah, I'm trying to like say, hey, wrong stuff's happening. Let's do something about it. The government's shipping the drugs in. Here's the proof. All that is solutions to stop the evil. Okay, and then I say I use white propaganda. Propaganda just means information that promotes your view. My view is liberty and truth, and the word propaganda is not inherently bad. But you don't understand that, so I can't help you. We'll be right back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plan this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The power. The question is, what is the power? Got to discover what controls the system to really get through all the layers if you're going to try to build a better civilization and a future for humanity. Because we know the establishment that's taken control certainly does not even see humanity in their future. And coming up later in the hour, I'll talk about the technocracy with Professor Griff, one of the founding members of one of the most legendary and still popular, one of the most popular hip-hop slash rap groups out there, Public Enemy, pgriff.info, P and then Griff, for Professor Griff.info. And he's going to be with us for the hour today to take phone calls. And I want to give the number out if you specifically have a question. It can be all over the map. That's what I love about the wild card aspect of this. We don't screen your calls. In fact, that's why people call in on whatever issue they want. But when I do say it's for a guest, it's for the guest. Address your question to him. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 today. And he joins us. Of course, many of you also know him, even if you're not a connoisseur of some of the better hip-hop and rap out there. Like I've been growing up in Dallas, Texas, then you know him from the Obama deception that we were producing before Obama even got into office. And you know, he says, you know, just because you get a black president, people think everything's going to be all right. Well, no, it's not going to be all right. Just like a lot of conservatives think you get Bush in, he's going to save you, and he runs over you. Because it's not about that. It's about total control. They're now coming out. We're going to talk about this. With computers, they're going to write the news articles and fully replace humans. Pre-programmed with an official story that then they write in different variations. That's why the press corps won't even be needed. A virtual president. All of it. So now it won't be a president reading off a globalist written teleprompter. It will be a virtual computer program of the president. Where the president won't have to travel. See, the new carbon tax will be the global prison where you can't travel anywhere. You have to get authorizations to travel. This is a nightmare. A nightmare. And they want us all fighting with each other over race, religion, all this stuff. And when they get people fighting over that, it becomes real. Even if you don't want to hate somebody, they hate you because of your religion or your race or what you look like or where you came from. So how do you transcend that? How do you get past the divide and conquer? Because if we don't do that, we're dead. It's the eugenics program, the extermination program. Professor Griff, out of the gates, what do you want to talk about first today before we go to these phone calls? What is front and center in your mind and your deep research and all the books you've got coming out that are so popular that are available, I should add, at pgriff.info?
First, I want to say thank you for having me on once again. As promised, we're back once again for the second time, and I want to thank your listeners. Since the last time, the support, I received some things in the mail from some people, some further information, and it's a beautiful thing. So once again, thanks for having me. But the thing that's on my mind, I received some information about a gentleman in the so-called in hip-hop or rap. Now, this particular gentleman, he murdered someone simply because he thought this person that he murdered was his friend. And he thought if he murdered his friend, that it would kind of appease the quote-unquote Illuminati, and he would be accepted in the Illuminati because he thought that this person would be his blood human sacrifice. Now, this disturbed me. So I said to myself, what is it that I'm not saying to make this very, very clear about the Illuminati being 13 bloodline? So I went back into the book and I said to myself, maybe I need to talk to Alex about the 21 goals of the Illuminati, as mentioned in Dr. John Coleman's book, The Committee of 300.
And by the way, he laid out their whole plan. He was in MI6. I think he's even still alive, but he's hard to get on. He's been ill. We need to get Dr. Coleman back on. Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
Guys, get him on immediately. I keep forgetting. He's really hard to get on. He hadn't been on in about 5 years. But get him on immediately. Yes, let's go over from an MI6 guy who 20 years ago laid out everything. I mean, I've got to say, no one has, and there's so many great people like him that you just forget about because they're not out front and center. Break down what he says their 21 goals are.
Number one, real quick. Number one is to establish a one-world government, new world order, with a unified church and a monetary system. Under the direction of this one-world government, they began to set up its church back between the 20s and the 30s. Now, this is something that they would control. Right? They would set up a church to body and channel these particular beliefs that they would come up with, and these are non-religious beliefs. That's number one. Number two, to bring about the utter destruction of all national identity and national pride, and chime in anytime you would like, which was the primary consideration if the concept of the one-world government, the New World Order, was to work. So these things go hand in hand to establish a unified church and a monetary system and to break down national identity. This gives birth to this implantable biomicrochip that everyone on the planet, walking, living, breathing, have to accept the chip.
And now they openly say they want the troops, and the troops are already getting them, by the way, the special forces. All of this that was unbelievable 10 years ago is now in our face. Please continue.
Exactly. Number three, to engineer and bring about the destruction of religion, and more especially the Christian religion, with one exception, their own creation, as mentioned make these things come about and be acceptable by the people via the mind control. You walk through Newark Liberty Airport, you'll hear robots talking to you, giving you directions.
And they're just conditioning you and getting you ready, exactly.
Exactly. So, stomping you up, making you, what's the word I want to use, more pliant, so to speak, to get you to accept instructions and authority from robots. Number five, to bring about the end of all industrialization and the production of nuclear-generated electric power.
By the way, he wrote this more than 20 years ago in one of his first books. And look, the post-industrial zero-growth society. See that? Keep going.
Yes, exactly. Now, basically, what they're doing is 20 years ago, you would almost think that, okay, if these things didn't take place, what's the problem? Well, you and I both know that the men that are operating behind the scenes call themselves men of towardness. And they will pass this agenda down to the next generation if they don't succeed in their particular lifetime.
They never give up.
Well, exactly. They don't. The agenda does not stop. If you and I go on vacation to catch a little sun somewhere, if they do this, the machine world keeps going. They wanted to bring this into fruition through NAFTA and other organizations and other programs that they have already set in motion. So if you look at the war on terror, when it talks about destroying the Taliban and other organizations that they helped create. It says in this particular document that the U.S., in the wake of industrial destruction, will either become opium, heroin, or cocaine addict. This is what they plan on doing right now, unbeknownst to the troops that are fighting. Now, I know the government is listening, so we don't want to get charged with sedition. We're reading a document put out 20 years ago by Dr. John Coleman in the book, The Story of the Committee 300, number 6. To encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs and make pornography an art form. My question is, does life imitate art, or does art imitate life? If you're going to make pornography an art form, and then make it an art form to whom? Your little babies, my little babies? How does that work?
It was like a nightmare. I was down in Galveston 2 weeks ago on a vacation, and the last day I was there, a convention of cheerleaders came, but it was little kids at a competition, and there were like 10-year-olds dressed like prostitutes everywhere, and they were being rude to my daughters because they thought they were there for the competition. And I mean, it was freaking me out. In fact, we even came home a day early. I mean, people are training their daughters to be whores.
Wow. Number 7. To bring about depopulation of large cities, according to the trial run carried out by Pol Pot's regime in Cambodia. And basically it says here, it's interesting to note that Pol Pot's genocidal plans were drawn up in the U.S. by one of the Club of Rome's research foundation and overseen by Thomas Indias. Now, this is very critical. A lot of these things are done right from the United States of America. Number 8, to suppress all scientific development except for those deemed beneficial by the Illuminati. So if that is true, then we can roll our minds back just a few years ago to them, not a few years ago, in and around the mid-80s, when the electric car was given birth to, and they sat on the electric car. Simply because the multinational corporations that control the oil and the gas did not want the electric car to hit the streets just yet. So here we are, 2011, 12, and 13, just now, boom, the electric car. You see, they killed the electric car because maybe it gets 85 miles per gallon, so to speak, and they didn't want that on the streets yet.
Absolutely. We've got to go get...
On car lots, there are millions of gas-guzzling trucks and cars that are sitting there.
Professor Griff's our guest. Stay there, sir. We're going to come back, finish up with the goals, and then go to your phone calls with Professor Griff, one of the founders of Public Enemy, their minister of information, laying it out and reminding me about Dr. John Coleman. Wow.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Sucking the children's blood day and night.
Sucking the children day by day.
Day by day. Professor Griff of pgriff.info, founder of Public Enemy, their minister of information, touring the country, about to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here very, very soon. And he joins us right now. I promise we'll get to your calls in the next segment. He'll go with us a little bit in the next hour. He's been gracious to do that. He's speaking to a university after that at, I guess, 3, so he's got some time. I haven't even asked him where he's at right now. Griff, where are you right now?
Right now I'm in Kansas City
Missouri at Missouri Western State University.
You're in Missouri. Awesome. There's a little bit of echo on your phone now. Do me a favor and try to talk right into the receiver. Yeah, it's a little muffled, but it's okay. Just keep rolling with this key knowledge from Dr. John Coleman. This is real info that you're laying out, and I'd forgotten about it because it's 20 years old, and it's all coming true. Keep going.
Well, I'll left off at number nine. Number nine, to cause by means of limited wars in the advanced countries, by means of starvation and disease in the third world country, the death of 3 billion, that's B, billion, people by the year 2050. People they call useless eaters. As you and I talked about, it's not useless black eaters. It's not useless white eaters. These are useless eaters, period. Because they're not going to differentiate between you and I. All right, so useless eaters. The Committee of 300, the Illuminati Commission, by Cyrus Vance, to write a paper on this subject of how to bring about such genocide. The paper was produced under the title Global 2000 Report. And this is very critical. Accepted and approved by the actions of the former president, James Earl Carter. This is very critical. And we need to note here that David Brzezinski was involved. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Number 10, to weaken the moral fiber of the nation and to demoralize workers in the labor class by creating mass unemployment. And not only unemployment, but underemployment. To the point where you're not going to be qualified because of the advanced technology dealing with robots. You're not going to be qualified to get a job. You're going to be unemployable as jobs dwindle due to the post-industrial zero growth policy introduced by the Club of Rome. Here's the Club of Rome once again. These people plan to put this in effect, and they've been doing it through institutions like Stanford Research and Tavistock Institute, as I mentioned in my lecture. Moving down, skipping down to number 11, to keep people everywhere from deciding their own destinies by means of one created crisis after another, and then managing such crisis. We talked last time about the Hegelian dialectic principle. We talked about this system that we're under, this two-party system, two wings of the same damn bird. I call them the Republicrats, the Republicans and the Democrats, all controlled by the same people. And then they manage these particular crises. I believe it was David Rockefeller who said we're on the verge of a global transformation. And we need, and all we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. This is David Rockefeller.
You're right. The right catalyzing event, and the nations will beg for the new world order.
Exactly. So as the left challenges the right and squeeze everybody in the middle, and then we scream out for help, and we scream to the government. The government gives us the plan that they set in motion from the very outset. They control both sides. This is why Ron Paul and other people that brought up issues were dangerous to this particular system unless they was paid and bought off and made promises that they never planned to keep. So number 12, to introduce new cults and continue to boost those already functioning, which include rock music. Rock music gangsters, they call them. And then this is where Tavistock Institute comes into play because of what they set in motion with music and vibratory frequencies and tones and what they plan to do to demoralize young people's morals, to dehumanize young people with listening to music. They even said this in documents that they have laid out.
And by the way, he on record worked for British intelligence. On record, I mean, it's on record, and he was told this there. That's how he knew this when he wrote the Committee of 300. It's got to be more than 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, man, I've totally forgotten about Dr. Michael Kaufman, or Coleman. There's also Dr. Michael Kaufman, who we've had on to expose this Gen 21. Dr. John Coleman, you can watch videos of him online. Just type in his name, and we ought to do some excerpts on the nightly news. Professor Griff, stay there. We'll finish up, then go to the phone call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The technocrats admit that their final revolution attacks humans from all sides. See, people are like, well, why does the government run Al-Qaeda? But Al-Qaeda is also killing us. They just finance gangster leaders. Brzezinski's written like three books just calling it gangsterism. That's what Professor Griff had just gotten to, where it's criminals. And the heads of Al-Qaeda are just criminals, not the guys they say they're killing. But most of the time, they're not even really killing them in drone strikes. They're doing drone strikes that's come out just to make the Pakistani people revolt and take over the government and put radicals in. I mean, it's sophisticated, folks. They flew tens of thousands of Taliban and Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan. Our government did, into Pakistan. That was even in the Financial Times in London. Nobody got in trouble for it. We're going to go back to Professor Griffin. I promise he's on to take your calls. He'll graciously stay with us some into the next hour before Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of Black Ops for the State Department and Psychological Warfare, who said the Bin Laden thing was fake. Now mainstream news is coming out admitting there's like three, four, five different versions of that. He'll be on the last 30 minutes. Briefly, this is listener-supported here on the broadcast. We can bring all these great guests on. And we're not like NPR that gets Rockefeller money and then still begs for your money. We just say, if you believe in us, spread the word about the broadcast. Support the sponsors, local AM and FM, national sponsors. Become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month with all our great reporters, research, my films, the books, the special reports, the online special events, all of it. And we've got all the pro-Second Amendment, pro-liberty, anti-globalist information, books, shirts, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get subscriptions to our glossy monthly magazine, buy them at cost in bulk as well. We've got all the new anti-tyranny shirts, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can get all of his I haven't read them all, but I've now read a couple of them, scanning through them quickly, pgriff.info, really deep information. We're going to be carrying all of his books very, very soon. In fact, I was asking him, I said, we're about to carry. He goes, yeah, I know, your check just came in. It's sitting there on the table. So I just bought a bunch of those, pgriff.info. You can buy them there now, but they'll also be added to InfoWarsStore.com very, 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 very soon. Okay, Professor Griff, I want to go to these calls, but I'm telling you, you're laying out such hardcore info that I remember reading the Goals of the Illuminati 20 years ago and knowing how accurate it was and interviewing Coleman so many times. And then now it's all coming true, but now it's out in the open. It's like the headlines are what he talks about. So finish up with those points, and then let's go to the phone calls.
I'm going to move real quick. 13, to continue to build up the cult of Christian fundamentalism, beginning by the British East Indian Company. 14, to press for the spread of religious cults such as the Muslim Brotherhood. That sounds familiar. Didn't we hear about them a few years ago? And this document was written 20-something years ago?
And British Intel created them, yeah.
Exactly. 15, to export religious liberation ideas around the world so as to undermine all existing religions. 16, to cause a total collapse of the world's economy. We're going to get back to that one. I have something to say about that, especially dealing with America. To take control of all foreign and domestic policies of the United States. To give the fullest support to, pardon me, 18, to give the fullest support to certain national institutions such as the United Nations, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, excuse me, that was a Freudian slip, the Bank of International Settlements and World Court, 19, to penetrate and subvert all governments. And work from within to destroy sovereignty and sovereign integrity of the nation. 20, we're almost at the end, to organize a worldwide terrorist apparatus and to negotiate with terrorists whenever terrorist activities take place. Last but not least, to take control of education in America with the intent and purpose of utterly and completely destroying it. Those are the 21 goals written by Dr. Coleman in the book Committee of 300, dealing with the 21 goals of the Illuminati.
That's right, and everybody should get that book. I think it's still available. We should carry it. I mean, I read it close to 20 years ago, I think about 96 or so. And people also need to, it's up at educate-yourself.org. They've got a link to some of the text. We're going to mirror it over at InfoWars.com. Don Salazar is posting it right now on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because absolutely that is such key information that you pulled out of the memory hole here today, Professor Griff. You wanted to go back to a few of the points in there and then we'll go to calls.
Let me just say this one last thing. Give me 30 seconds. There was an essay written by a young lady named Nicole Terry. Hopefully she's listening and she doesn't mind us pulling her work up. Essay is explaining what had happened to this world. She said, what would happen to someone who played a major role in the discovery and publication of the following facts? Number one, the IRS is not a U.S. government agency. Number two, the IMF is an agency of the U.N. Number three, the U.S. Has not had a treasury since 1921. Number four, the U.S. treasury is now the IMF. Five, the United States does not have any employees because it is no longer a United States. Six, the Alphabet Boys, the FTC, CIA, FBI, NASA, and the rest of the Alphabet gang were never part of the United States to begin with. Seven, and the Social Security numbers are issued through the UN, through the IMF. Hey, there are no judicial courts in America because there have not been since 1789. There have not been any judges in America since 1789. 11, we have one world government, one law, one world monetary system. 12, the UN is a one world super government. There's 21 of them, but I want to stop right there and take the callers' calls.
Sure, and you're going to stay a little bit with us in the next hour so you can lay out more knowledge for people, but briefly, then we will go to calls. We have an article at Infowars.com, Robo Reporters to Replace Mainstream Journalists. So now the government corporation puts out a press release. A robo writer rescrambles it, but it's the same propaganda, and then puts a fake name on it. They're going to have nom de plumes, pen names, and then they're going to just get rid of the little government repeaters that just repeat whatever the government says anyway. I mean, this is crazy. If you notice now, they're even now saying we may not even have press conferences anymore. We may have a virtual president where it's a hologram. I mean, they are overthrowing reality. This thing is now starting to move really quick, Professor Griff. What's your take on the whole technocracy?
I think it's almost mind-numbing simply because I watched this gentleman, Will I Am, of the group Black Eyed Peas, support and write songs and this kind of thing for Barack Obama. He even admitted that because of the hologram, he ended up in four and five different locations at one time. Shortly after that, they did a concert, I believe, at Coachella, and they brought Tupac out on the stage via the hologram. And this blew a lot of people away. And then they even admitted in certain documents on the internet that they were going to start having hologram concerts. You can see Otis Redding and Whitney Houston and Heavy D and some of the other artists that have transitioned and passed on. Now we can see them now in concert by a hologram. It is mind-numbing, simply because a lot of people that I talk to on a daily basis, that's the young people. They don't know reality from non-reality. A lot of people's non-reality has become their reality. If an artist sits in the studio and crafts a song, just a song that comes out of his imagination, by the time it hits the sacred airwaves and the video comes out, a young person listening to that particular song views that as their reality. But it's not real.
Most people I know now, when you go to the Target or any store, it's all about virtual reality, these games. People pay money to have a Ferrari in an imaginary world. They pay to have a girlfriend. And then people actually start worshiping them with a status because they have the illusion. This is the Wizard of Oz world eating the real world.
Yes. Yes. I asked the question earlier, does art imitate life or life imitate art?
And we know they're using artificial art to then create the life they want. They're feedback looping us. They're force feeding us all this.
Exactly.
And the truth is, if people watch my breakdown of Prometheus, they really believe they are the descendants of aliens, and that we're the profane and have to be exterminated. It's just all so bizarre. And whether it's real or not, folks, they believe it. They're crazy. They're in charge because we stand down and let them rule. Because we don't have this arrogant desire to dominate everything. So, yeah, wow, heavy show today. So glad to have Professor Griff here with us. Mike in Oregon, got a lot of great questions here. Mike, Freddie, James, Boren, Vitold, we're going to get to all of you. Mike, you're on the air with Professor Griff. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me today.
You bet, buddy. Go ahead.
Oh, on the holographic subject, I thought that was funny. They probably going to have like an Obama One Kenobi type deal where it like tells you when to turn on and off the lights, tells you what to eat and whatnot. You think?
No, that's actually THX1138 is off of Brave New World, which Aldous Huxley said is their actual plan. So go watch that George Lucas 1973 film with Robert Duvall, and that's what they're planning, if you're lucky.
Wow. The video game subject with the violent video games, I was reading somewhere the high schools and the middle schools want to get a poll of all the kids using video games, and then they want to put them on an anger management type program, saying that they all could potentially be Adam Lanzas and that we all needed to get him hooked on psychotropics and all sorts of stuff.
No, no, I hear you. Let's get Professor Griff's take on that. Yeah, the public, they're saying they're going to put the so-called Colorado shooter on truth serum to make him tell the truth, when that's actually what you use to mind control him. And the guy's under a DARPA mind control program, just like it's admitted that the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, was in MKUltra. I mean, that's in the L.A. Times, and then no one says, hey, we should investigate if he was mind control, and then they assign the same mind control doctor, the second most famous in world history, to be McVeigh's doctor. I mean, it's all hidden in plain view. Professor Griff, you know, 10 years ago we talked about Al-Qaeda being globalist run. Now they just admit it. Well, why do you think they're just coming out in the open with everything?
The plan that they set in motion have set up its base already in the hearts and the minds of the people. We're at the phase of this thing where the people are crying out and clamoring for this whole idea of change. This is one of the reasons why the Obama deception, too, is very important, because now we get a chance to come back and let the people know, look, we said this and started doing this prior to Obama becoming president. Look at what's been going on. Look what is going on right now, so then we can lay out the plan, what's about to happen. And if people don't want to go along with it and believe it, listen, that's on them. This is what's been laid out by people that are watching this thing and
that's right.
and no one understands.
That's right. This is a fact. Whether people act like that's your opinion. No, no. I mean, if you jump off a 1,000-foot cliff without a parachute, you're going to die. This is what we're saying here is not our opinion. The globalists are bragging. We're telling you what's public. That's what's so frustrating. It drives me crazy.
Exactly. And this next quote is very, very public. This is the best Zbigniew Brzezinski, November 17, 2008. He said, I once put it rather bluntly, and I was flattered that the British Home Secretary repeated this as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it is easier to control a million people. Literally, it was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. He said it's easier to kill than to control. This is Zbigniew Brzezinski.
He put that out in his new book. That's in his new book. I read most of it. I scanned through it. It's a big book that came out about 6 months ago. And he says, the people are waking up. This may upset our plan. And he's not just saying that playing possum. The good news is we pushed him back about 10 years, ladies and gentlemen. And if you just believe we can beat him, and if we just figure out their divide and conquer, we can come together and beat this thing. Let's talk to Sally in California. Then we're going to go to Freddie and others. Sally, you're on the air with Professor Griff. Go ahead.
Yes. I have a question with Dr. Griff. How to get African Americans more involved in New World Order?
I think what we need to do is courage enough to speak truth to power. I think we need to tap into the great me instead of worrying about the little me things. I think we need to do things that resonate with African Americans, that resonate with black people and speak their language. Public Enemy has done that particular work. And I think this is why it was the people that voted for Public Enemy to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We did it via hip-hop because that's the vibratory frequency that we felt we could use, the medium that we could use to reach black people. Now, we can call all we want to. Whether people come or not, that is entirely up to the people. Speaking truth to power, as Alex Jones would tell you, is definitely not an easy thing, but we don't mind doing it. There's a price to be paid for that. Are you following me? James Brown said, people are talking loud, but they ain't saying nothing. And it's very critical that you speak a person's language. If you go to speak to our Latino brothers and sisters, you have to be able to speak their language to resonate with them. If you're going to speak to African Americans, I mean, we're all over the place. We have to be able to speak the language and speak truth to power.
Well, I've actually found statistically black folks are easier to wake up to the New World Order than probably any other group because they've already been shafted so much in it, and they recognize what the system they've already seen. But like everybody else, they'll go, yeah, I get it's bad, but I still like Obama because it makes me feel good. They, choose to go back into the matrix.
Exactly. And why, Alex, simply because we've been fed this feel-good term for a minute. Simply because that's what goes on every Sunday in the black community. It's a feel-good concept. With one or two commercials and a couple of songs by a couple of corny rappers, oh, it's a rap.
All right, Sally, thank you. Let's jam in one more, and we'll come back after the break and get more into this. Let's talk to Freddie in Texas. Well, let's do this after the break. He wants to have a question, get your opinion on Louis Farrakhan, so we'll get that. Selena wants to talk about the Koch brothers. Michael Paul or Michelle Paul wants to talk about populations. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Professor Griff is our guest. Excellent website, pgriff.info, and he is keeping it real, as they say. That's my only goal, be real. And I know what's real, that a bunch of mad scientists who think they're God and are going to become God, running things, and they're jacking my food, my water. They're trying to force GMO on me and my babies. And, man, I just am freaked out. And we've got to get everybody awake to this to figure out some way forward. The problem is they know our nature. They know how to punch our buttons. We've got to get outside the box and realize we're being gamed. Professor Griff has been a soldier long before I was trying to do that. We'll be right back with Professor Griff, your phone calls, and a lot more right here.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Professor Griff is our guest 20 minutes into the next hour. Then Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be joining us. They've got 3, 4, 5, 6 different Bin Laden stories, and they're now admitting, oh, we showed you CG fake stuff of the raid. They're just getting you used to it. It's fake, but believe it. Yeah, you didn't get thrown in the ocean. Just don't worry about it. On purpose, just to where we accept being lied to. You know, recently, Louis Farrakhan said some nice things about me. You know, Louis Farrakhan, growing up hearing him, he says a lot of stuff I totally agree with, exposes the fellow deserve, other stuff. Gets off into some other areas, you know, that I don't totally agree with. But all I care about is that he's telling people don't be on drugs and don't trust the government. And that sounds like common sense to me. But that's my view of Louis Farrakhan. I don't, you know, really follow a ton of what he's doing because I'm too busy. But let's get Professor Griff's take on, Freddie, you go ahead and ask the question. I just see it up there on the board, so I'm asking it for you. Freddie, go ahead. Ask your question.
Thank you, Alex, and I love you, man. I'm a black man saying to you, a lover of Farrakhan. I love you as a black man to a white man because Jesus' disciples came to him one day, and he asked him, when his mom and brothers wanted to speak to him, he said, who are my mothers and who are my brothers? And Jesus said, those who adhere to the word of God and put it into practice. And you more of a brother as a white man because you stand in the truth, stand up for truth, and you're willing to speak truth to power more so than members of my own family who don't do that. But I just want to ask
Just want justice, and I know they're shooting people up with cancer viruses. And if I don't fight that, I'm signing on to it. Do you have a question for Professor Griff?
I wanted to ask Professor Griff, what do you think of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan yourself? And I agree with speaking the language of our people. Could you give me a couple of specifics? Because I'm about reaching our young people with this, and I will.
Sure. Great question, Freddie. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Professor Griff.
Well, that's a very, very broad general statement. That's a show within God of itself. There's so many things I can say, but I think the one thing that kind of hits home for me in reference to Minister Louis Farrakhan is the fact that I was that average kid in the hood, in the street, getting into all kind of trouble, doing all kind of things. But I heard this brother speaking truth, power, which drew me to the Nation of Islam. And I became a disciplined, studious, caring father, brother, uncle, just an all-around good human being. After going through the process of FOI, which is the fruit of Islam, the military training of men that belong to Islam in North America. That's what I asked for.
All right, there goes your question answered right there. Let's jam in one more before this hour ends. Boran in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Can you hear me? Okay, let's go to Nick in California. Go ahead, Nick. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I was calling about the Common Core education where the government's trying to control the education, and you were talking about Dr. Coleman and the 21 plan?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Man, you're on the air. Can you hear me? We're having a little bit of phone trouble.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Sir, I can hear you.
Okay. I was calling about the...
I heard you.
The Common Core plan.
Yeah, the whole Agenda 21, you notice there's 21 goals, and he was in MI6 and exposed it more than 20 years ago because he thought it was such a horrible plan. And so what's your question for Professor Griff? He's listening to his radio. That's the problem. Listen, callers, you've got, and everybody knows this in talk radio, to not go on speakerphones and to not turn up your radio and sit there and listen to yourself. And some days the callers are the best, and other days they are just all over the map. We're going to come out at 800-259-9231. Professor Griff has taken time out of his busy schedule, touring, giving speeches, come on here and answer your questions. So we're going to come back. And we're going to hear your questions for him. He's going to answer.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.